KDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you at WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live on the Hill today at Delaware Academy, it's Delhi and Walton. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has a great selection of cars, and they're also known for their sales, service, and rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. And I'm joined by longtime CDO, I don't know what your official title would be, but Chris Capello here, you're the Regatta King maybe, so it's great to have you.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm a little nervous, I gotta admit. I haven't done this in so long, but I appreciate you asking me to do this game this afternoon, Walton Delhi, the classic matchup in upstate New York, so really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a good one. We're gonna pause for the anthem. We'll be back on CDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Those chilly nights are here. Is your heating system ready to keep you and your family warm? You don't have to worry because Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville is here for you. They have been serving the Tri-County area for over 30 years. They offer full residential and commercial services, and they have 24/7 emergency service to give you peace of mind for those late night problems. Have them check out your furnace or boiler today. Need a new system? No problem. They can install everything for you, and they offer service contracts. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating technicians are highly skilled, and the rates are very competitive. For friendly hometown service, call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville at 783-2289 or visit online at gilbertph.com. Gilbert Plumbing and Heating, quality without compromise.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Chris Capello with you this afternoon on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And Chris, it has been a while. When was the last time you think you helped with a football game on CDO?
So I looked it up yesterday. It was 2009, October 2009, when myself and Dave Keller were doing the Class D quarterfinal matchup between BG and Groton.
Wow.
And Groton won 28-14. I think it was in Alumni Stadium in Binghamton. That's the last football game I did here on WCDO. So it's been almost 10 years. Hopefully I remember the sport. I think you still kick touchdowns, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And you hit doubles and all that
stuff. Oh, you're all set for today. So,
yeah.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Tim Cutting's away on a little vacation, so glad to have you along. What a beautiful day up here on the Hill. This is perfect fall football weather.
It's gorgeous here. It's a picture-perfect setting, kind of a Chamber of Commerce day. Absolutely gorgeous here in Delhi. And a beautiful setting if you've never been here as well, up on the Hill, and just a beautiful view from the Hill here where we are in the press box is fantastic. And then you have this matchup here between these two schools that are at the top of the heap as far as New York State, upstate New York. small town high school football, it doesn't get any better than this rivalry over the years.
Delhi comes in 3-0, which is great because the last couple of years they've been hurting on numbers. They've been, you know, having some unsuccessful seasons, but the program building back up, which has been key this year, is they've had a couple of guys switch over from their successful soccer program, and they've just kind of had an influx of athletes into their football lineup. Unfortunately, one is out with an injury today, number 10, Alex Haight, who is just a dynamic three-sport athlete here for Delaware Academy, now playing football, tremendous basketball player, great tennis player as well, but they're going to have a lot of athletes to throw at Walton today. Walton comes in 2-1. They're only lost to Tioga on the road by 3 points. And, of course, we all know how good Tioga has been over the last 10 years or so. So I'm excited. I mean, this is a great rivalry between these two, and it's the first time in a long time it's been really a big-time division game.
Yeah, and it's great to see because you want this rivalry to be when they're at their peak. And right now both teams are excellent. They're both ranked in the state Class D. Delhi, as you said, 3-0. They probably had the easier of the two schedules for sure. I think they're, you know, the combined records are definitely under 500 for the three teams they played. Walton, on the other hand, you're absolutely right. They have played some better competition. Tioga, they outgained 2-1 in that game against Tioga in the opening matchup, but just couldn't hold off on a late touchdown by Tioga to win that game. Tioga, number one in New York State. So they've faced better competition. They're 2-1. I know I got to see them personally in a scrimmage, albeit at Windsor a few weeks ago, and they look very tough this year. Delhi is back 3-0, and we'll see how this matchup that should be pretty even works out here this afternoon.
Of course, want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, featuring nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. One thing I'm excited to see about today is, of course, Walton, known for the ground and pound, how good their line is, the team that went to the Section 4 Class D semifinals a year ago. They return a ton of players, led by quarterback Dylan Jacob. He is just athletic, off the charts. Delhi counters with a lot of good running backs this year. They're athletic. They like to run it around. I just think it's going to be a great matchup across the board, and interested to see how Delhi handles themselves in such a big game here.
Yeah, especially after being down the last few years. I mean, now that they're good and built some confidence and face, you know, one of the best teams in this area for sure, at least in Class D, it should be a great matchup. Been looking forward to it all week.
Delhi is in the home uniforms, the maroon tops with the white lettering, the all-white helmet with the black stripe down the middle, have the gray pants. Walton is in the orange pants with the white tops, the orange trim, and the orange helmet with the black stripe. So the captains just heading out for the coin toss here. We'll be set to go in just a minute, live from Dave Kelly Field. And a beautiful fall day here at Delaware Academy, set to be a good one. Really anxious to see how this works out here today. Of course, Walton is on a 9-game win streak over the last 9 contests here against Delhi. I'm sure the Bulldogs would love to break that streak.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, just to go back to the uniform description here for a second, other than the gray pants of Delhi, if you would have told me that this was 1989 instead of 2019, I would have believed you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these teams, these two especially, have had very similar uniforms over the years. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it's kind
and
of funny.
Right, and it's one of those, like, you know, Penn State never changes.
Yes.
Green Bay never changes. It's, why would you want these guys to change what they look like? This is what they're known for. This is what they're famous for. Walton will always be the orange grudge.
Walton is going to receive. They'll be going right to left. And Delhi is going to kick off here with Brody Silcox. And we will get this one underway, a beautiful week 4 Saturday afternoon game here in Delhi. And a great kick by Silcox. It's going to go all the way out of the back of the end zone. Probably the best kickoff I've seen this year, Chris.
He almost kicked a field goal from there.
Wow.
I mean, that landed about 2 yards shy of the end line in the end zone. You never see that in high school football.
No, that was a fantastic kickoff. And I don't know if it's because, I mean, of course, we do a ton of Sydney games, and a lot of teams have gone towards this kind of a squib kick, you know, see if they can pinball it around a little bit, but that was fun to watch.
Yeah, you talked about the soccer players moving over here. I mean, there's
instant
proof of that. My goodness.
So here we go. Dave Kelly Field, Walton and Delhi. Walton will start with the ball, going right to left at their own 20-yard line. And here is Dylan Jacob, the QB under center. Boy, it seems like he's been a Walton Warrior forever. He's been around for a long time as he barks out the signals here on a 1st and 10. Line is set, and there they go. And he'll hand it off. They'll run on 1st down. Good for about 2 yards to the far side. We'll see who the runner is when he comes off the pile here in a second. Looks like Caleb Stanton. So Caleb Stanton with the 2-yard run, and boy, there's that down set at the line. I love watching Walton do that.
Yeah, and it was straight blocking that time. No one pulling, which they usually do. I'm sure it's coming here in just a second, but double tight ends, full house backfield for Walton. It's been that way forever.
Going to be a 2nd and 7. They're on the 23. Fumble here, and let's see who's got the ball. It's squirting around. I think Delhi is going to come up with it. Ball was on the ground. We have an official signal, Delhi ball, and the fans are loving it.
It looked like a botched snap that time. Jacob looked like he didn't really get a good handle on the ball. And then as he was trying to pick it up, there was a defender right in his face and just kind of knocked it around. And that football bounces funny and bounces Delhi's way.
Was talking to the Walton coaching staff down on the field before the game, and they said, you know, we're off to a good start, but we've had silly mistakes early in games that have hurt us, especially in that Tioga game, 2nd play of the game. I just feel like you don't ever see that in that well-oiled machine of a Walton offense. But, boy, here's Delhi now going left to right, and they are in great field position at the Walton 23. Here is Luke Brannigan under center. He's going to look to throw. He's got a receiver, holds on to it, throws it towards the back of the end zone. This one is off the hands of his intended receiver, Logan Akins.
Oh, and he jumped about a half second too soon. He didn't even really need to jump. Oh, it's too bad. He was open. He had a couple steps on Jacob that time. Beautiful little wheel route from the backfield. And he jumped when I think he didn't really need to. And as a result, when he landed, the ball hit him awkwardly.
Logan Akins, one of those soccer players that came over to play football. And boy, that was a great play, and he just couldn't haul it in. So this will be a 2nd and 10. Ball is on the 21. They'll look to hand it off to Warren Pardee to the left side. Muscles forward for a yard or two. So we're scoreless between Delhi and Walton. 11 minutes to go, 1st quarter. Walton fumbled on the 2nd play of the game, giving Delhi great field position here, Chris.
So you talk about Delhi rushing attack this year, doing a little statistical analysis. They have averaged so far in their first 3 games 10.6 yards per carry in 3 games. I think that'll probably go down after today, but they have had a lot of success on the ground so far.
Well, they just have a stable of running backs to work with. So this will be a 3rd and 9 for Delhi. Can they take advantage of this great early game field position? Brannigan's going to look to throw. Rushed out of the pocket here. He's chased, and he's going to be sacked by that Walton defense coming over with Scotty Barnhart to bring him down. 4th down coming.
And that time, it was Bracky. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, Bracky.
He was the intended receiver that time, but he tripped over a Walton defender. So they had no one to throw to that time for Brannigan. So Brannigan tried to scramble, and it did not work out very well.
So Bryce Bracky with the little unlucky trip there. So we have 10 minutes to go in the 1st quarter. We're scoreless between Delhi and Walton. Now this is a 4th and 18 after that sack there by Barnhart. Moves the ball back to about the 28-yard line or so. Going to have an official timeout on the field so that Brannigan can tie his shoe. And we'll see what the Delhi Brain Trust dials up here.
Well, they're on their 28-yard line of Walton. I mean, if nothing else, they would turn it over on downs there and still have fairly decent field position. Although, with watching that kickoff,
yes,
the 28-yard line, I mean, he looked like he could definitely get it there for, this would be about a 45, 46-yard field goal, but they're going to go for it on 4th and long.
Three wide receivers split out to the right wing side, one back in the backfield. Brannigan's in the shotgun. Here comes the rush, and he is taken down by the Walton defense. Caleb Stanton broke through and brings up down, turnover on downs here for the Delhi Bulldogs.
So a good stop, good early stop that time for Walton as, you know, they gave it up deep in their own territory just outside of the red zone, but actually pushed Delhi backwards that time. So excellent work by the defense.
So Delhi comes up empty after Walton fumbled on their 1st possession, and we'll see if that one comes back to haunt DA or not. 9:45 to go, 1st quarter here at Delaware Academy. Scoreless between Walton and Delhi. Nate Lull and Chris Capella with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com today. Of course, brought to you by SFCU. And here is Dylan Jacob on a 1st and 10 for Walton. He's looking to throw. He's got a man open, and they're going to haul it in at the 40 to the 35-30. Walton's going to take it down to the 20, to the 15. Tyler Bruce makes the touchdown-saving tackle, but Kyle Wright gets it all the way down to about the 5-yard line for Walton.
Wow, what a play that time as he was wide open. There was no defender within 10, 12 yards of him that time, and he just simply had to wait for the ball to land into his hands. before he had to take off running, a little exhausted too, especially on this day.
You don't always see Walton come right out and go to the aerial attack there, but maybe wanted to get the Jets moving there after that fumble on the first drive. So here's a first and goal for Walton. 9:20 to go. First quarter, we're scoreless, but the Warriors, the Orange Crush, are knocking on the doorstep. Here's Dylan Jacob, and he'll take the handoff, but we'll have a whistle on the play. Didn't see a flag necessarily, but let's see what the call is, Chris.
Well, the home side is clapping.
So we'll see if this goes against the Warriors.
I'm not sure what happened there.
Knee was on the ground. Oh. Okay. 9:12 to go. Here in the first quarter, we're scoreless.
Our official spotter helping us out.
Yeah.
Well, Dylan Jacob does have an unusual stance at the quarterback position.
He'll hand it off here on a second down. They'll look to ball their way forward here. This is Kyle Wright. Is he in? No, he's going to be down right on the goal line as Delhi makes the touchdown-saving tackle. And you're right, he kind of almost does go down to one knee, Dylan Jacob, before he takes the snap.
Almost like he's in a lunge position.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what it looks like. Yeah.
8:50 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between Walton and Delhi, but the Warriors here on a third and goal. Jacob barking out the signals. No wide receivers in this set. He'll look to hand it off, and they'll muscle their way forward, and that's in for a Walton touchdown. Caleb Stanton, he had three last week. It's his first today, and Walton takes a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, again, just a nice job up front by the Walton offensive line. Got a good push against Delhi, and Stanton fairly easily got into the end zone. A little resistance at the goal line, but that was a quick strike there on the pass to Kyle Wright from Dylan Jacob was really the home run of that drive, and that was a quick one.
Yeah, that was a huge play. Therefore, Walton had set up the first and goal. So they lead 6-0, 8:38 to go in the first quarter, and they'll look to go for two here. Dylan Jacob under center trying to punch in this two-point conversion. Line is set. He'll look to hand it off, and diving in for the two-point conversion once again is Caleb Stanton. So Walton, after fumbling on the first drive, comes right back, and it's an 8-0 lead for the Warriors over Delhi here on the road. 8:38 to go, first quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
An 8-0 lead for Walton over Delhi, 8:36 to go first quarter. Nate Lull, Chris Capello with you on CDO this afternoon. After the Walton touchdown, they try a little squib kick on the kickoff, and it was recovered right around the 45-yard line by Kyle Pagillo. So, again, good starting field position here for Delaware Academy.
And we'll see how they respond now after falling behind for probably the first time this year and really being in, now they know they're in a fight. And how are they going to respond here offensively? They had a chance for an easy touchdown on the first play of their first possession and then had a couple plays where they just had too much pressure on the quarterback. Now how do they respond here at their own 45?
Junior quarterback Luke Brannigan under center. He's got Pardee and Brocky in the backfield. They'll hand off to Pardee. He's going to run up the gut here between the hashes. Pick up of about 2 yards as he's brought down on that Bulldog logo near midfield.
And just the time the left guard for Delhi pulling, leading the way, kicking out number 80 for Walton, Cody Ray. He's picked up a couple yards, but this is not going to be 10.6 yards per carry like they've had the other three games for sure.
Coming up on 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. They're going to hand off here, and Delhi's got some room to the outside to the 45-40, 35-30.
and all the way down to the 20 before being tackled out of bounds. There's our kickoff guy right there, Brody Silcox, with the first big play of the day for the Bulldogs.
And that's more like it. That was just pure speed that time as he got to the outside. And once he got to the outside and got the angle, boy, did he turn on the jets for a big gain that time.
That was one thing I was interested in today. You know, Walton's got the ground and pound. They got the size. But, you know, with this influx of some new guys and some guys who have been here the last couple of years, Delhi has a lot of athletes they can throw at you. How do they use them here today? This will be a first and 10. Delhi's on the Walton 21. They go to Bryce Brocky. He's into the open on the left side. Brocky with a stiff arm. 10-5,
wow.
Touchdown, Delhi. Bryce Brocky answers the bell.
Wow. First of all, let's give credit to number 52, Preston Van Wee, who came out pulling from the right guard position that time, and he did a beautiful block that time and sprung him loose, and then a nice stiff arm at about the 10-yard line and rolls into the end zone. That's a great response by the Bulldogs.
Bryce Brocky, his first carry of the day, was wondering when they were going to get him involved because he's had some great numbers so far this year. And he answers. What a great job there by the DA Bulldogs. With 7:50 to go in the first quarter, it's Walton 8, Delhi 6, and they're going to kick the extra point here with Brody Silcox. Waiting for the snap for the Bulldogs. Snap is good, hold is good. Plenty of boot on that one. It is up and through. So Silcox puts it through. It's 8-7, Chris.
I think the kick is still in the air.
Yeah.
It almost bounced off the track and into the school. But that's a great response. In all seriousness, that's a great response that time by Delhi, where you think, okay, how are they going to take getting kind of punched in the face a little bit for the first time all year? How are they going to respond? And, boy, they responded. Three plays. They went 56 yards in three plays. That's a pretty good response.
That was great. We'll keep it right here with 7:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 8, Delhi 7. And a great crowd on hand here today. Of course, Walton always travels well. They're on the far side. We're in the press box here in front of the Delhi crowd. The side hill is starting to fill up. Just a great day to come out and watch some high school football. Two teams that are state ranked. Walton was 7 in the Class D poll this week. Delhi 12. And we're going to get to see another kickoff here from Brody Silcox coming up with 7:50 to go in the first quarter.
Let's see if he can actually kick a field goal from here.
Yeah. I mean, the last one was darn close, that's for sure. So let's see what he does this time.
Oh, he slipped
a little bit.
Yeah.
This one rolls out at the 20.
Oh, so it favors Walton there. Yeah, he slipped on his plant foot. His left foot just kind of, you can see it give out from underneath him. So he hooked it. I'm familiar with that as a amateur golfer. That's not very good, as most of us are.
7:50 to go in this first quarter. Walton fumbled on their first possession. Delhi came up empty even though they had great field position. Walton got it back. A huge play to Kyle Wright set up a first and goal. They punched it in there with Caleb Stanton. Delhi answers right back as Bryce Brocky, boy, with one of the meanest stiff arms we've seen this year on a 30-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, and I don't want to, I think I know who it was that he stiff armed, but I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
We're not here to criticize. We're here to praise, but he had excellent stiff arm that time after a great kick-out block by the pulling lineman.
So the rivalry is on here between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Walton has won 9 straight in this matchup, and it's a good one here today between these two. Dylan Jacobs, senior QB, barking out the signals. He's got Morgan Condon, who's always a threat, out at the wide receiver position, left side. They're going to try to go to him down the left side. He's got one-on-one with Tyler Bruce. Ball is intercepted here by Bruce.
Wow.
At the 25-yard line. He read that beautifully.
He absolutely did. In fact, he almost looked like the receiver versus the Morgan Condon that time, who was the wide receiver. It was the only pattern they were running. And Tyler Bruce actually had better position than the receiver did. He was not open, and sometimes, you know, I know as more experienced quarterbacks, you try to throw him open. That didn't work that time, though. And Jacob gets picked off, and again, Delhi gets the ball back. So great response by them. I'm impressed.
Kudos to Bruce. And, I'm not looking into the Walton offense here, but they threw it up there, and Condon has a clear height advantage. I wonder if they thought, hey, he can just go up and get that. But Bruce fought him off, made a nice play. That was great. 7:40 to go, first quarter. Delhi is going to get it back. They'll hand it off, a sweep to the left side. They start at their own 20 and brought down. There was Logan Akins. And Cody Ray, I believe, came over and took his legs out for the tackle.
Yeah, excellent job that time also by Max Jacobs from the defensive backfield that time for Walton. He came up and just cut him down at the legs as well for no gain.
7:20 to go in this first quarter. It's Walton 8, Delhi 7. A second and 10 now for Delhi after a Tyler Bruce interception. As Delhi goes left to right, starting at their own 25-yard line. This has been a great one. Thanks for joining us today. Also on WCDOsports.com. They'll hand it off to Brocky. He hits the hole, and he's brought down after a gain of about two. Let's see again, Pesh out as well as Caleb Stanton on the tackle there for the Walton Warriors.
So we'll see now third and long for Delhi. They've had some open receivers in the passing game so far. Let's see if they can find that out here. You can definitely tell their speed, their
yes.
team speed. That really sticks out here so far early in this ball game.
6:35 to go in this first quarter. We're live at Delaware Academy today. It's a third and 8 for Delhi. Ball is on their own 28 as they go left to right. They're in the maroon and gray and white today. Walton's in the traditional orange and white. Brannigan's looking to throw. He's got a receiver, but he overthrows Warren Pardee. Good coverage there by Cody Ray, and it looks like the Bulldogs will have to punt this time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The coverage was excellent that time by Ray, who's actually playing kind of a D-end middle or outside linebacker, and he stayed right with the running back out of the backfield that time, and there was really no chance for him to get that.
6:20 to go first quarter. Walton with a one-point lead, 8-7. And Silcox will be doing the punting duties as well here for the Bulldogs. He'll be standing to our left at the Delhi 15. Morgan Condon will be back to our right on the Walton 35-yard line to receive the punt. Let's see what kind of a boot Silcox can get off here. Good coverage, and wow, Silcox with a big boot goes all the way back to Condon, who loses it for a second, and now he's going to have to put the knee down at the 25, and that's where Walton will start. What a punt.
Yeah, that's a great way to flip the field, too, if you're Delhi. And you could tell Condon for a second. I couldn't tell if he waved his hand for a fair catch. It was kind of an in-between, but by the time he then picked up the ball, it was clear that he was not going to make a move.
Well, for all you Sydney fans, last night, a three-point victory, 35-32 over Dryden. We were doing our best to give you those updates. We did an eight-man game last night between UV and Oxford. That was a lot of fun, UV defeating Oxford in that contest. We'll talk a little bit about all the games last night during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. So here's Walton, a first and 10 going right to left on their own 25. They'll hand it off, and a run to the outside. Out to the 30, going to be a first down and more, 35. Out to the 40, another run by Caleb Stanton, who is their workhorse, and Preston Van Wee on the tackle.
Wow, boy, he broke about two or three tackles on the outside that time. Just a couple of stiff arms, and my goodness, that was a strong run.
So 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. It's Walton 8, Delhi 7. This will be another first and 10 as the ball is out to about the 38-yard line. Walton still in their own territory. Dylan Jacob getting the offense set. He has Condon one-on-one to the left again with Tyler Bruce on defense for Delhi. Are they going to try to go to him? No, they'll run it to the right side. And that'll be Stanton up to midfield here for Walton. Going to be very close to another first down.
And looks
they're
like
going
it
to
is.
Move the chains.
Yep. It's a 10-yard pickup there as well. So they're starting to find some holes in the middle of this Delhi defense. Now they're no more messing around with the passing game. I think it's now just straight ahead Walton power, which we've seen for 40-plus years.
And they always just seem to find a way to make it work, one way or the other. So here is Jacob under center again on a first and 10. They're right at midfield. They'll hand off. Ball lost in the pile there
yep.
for a second. And Delhi's going to come up with it. Another fumble here.
And just a botched handoff that time, I think, between Jacob and Ethan Miller. Just couldn't get the handoff that time to Miller, and it popped out, I think, number 48 for Delhi. You try it.
Tom Rucker.
Rucker.
Yeah, it was a
scrum. It's been 10 years since I've done this. All these names have changed.
It was a scrum. Really hard to tell. All of a sudden, Delhi guys were popping up, pointing towards their end zone, and the Zebra crew confirmed it. And so the second fumble of the first quarter here for Walton. Delhi gets the ball back. A sweep to Pardee, cutting left to right. He's going to work his way to midfield. It's a gang of orange crush there to bring him down after a gain of one. So 5:25 to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 8, Delhi 7.
Stanton that time wrapped him around the waist and just kind of held on, waited for his fellow defenders to come out and finish Pardee off that time.
So second fumble by Walton. Delhi couldn't capitalize on the first one. Let's see what they do this time. Not often you're going to see Walton give you two gifts like that early in the contest. 5 minutes to go, first quarter, second and nine. Delhi going left to right. They're in the maroon and gray today with the white helmets. Brannigan, the junior quarterback, rolls out. He's got a receiver wide open, 35-30. The catch is complete down to the 20, 15-10 before he's tackled here by Walton. And that was Hunter Sanford, the tight end, with the catch.
40-yard pass play that time, a well-designed play to Sanford. He was wide open that time. And now Delhi's in business again.
Going to be a timeout taken here by the Delhi Bulldogs with 4:45 to go in this first quarter. It's Walton 8, Delhi 7. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
4:45 to go, first quarter. Walton on the road at Delhi today at Dave Kelly Field, leading 8-7. Nate Lowell and Chris Capello back with us here today. A blast from the past, I guess.
Yeah.
I should say. So
yes, yeah.
So you did CDO games for 5-6 years or more?
Well, between doing color with Greg Davey and then play-by-play, about 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a real blast from the past. We're glad to have you along today. Here's Delhi on a 1st and 10. They're going to go to Brocky again, left side. Bounces out, and he's finally tackled, but not before he shrugged off about 3 Walton Warriors. Good for about 3-4 yards there.
Boy,
running.
Yes, it was. I mean, he had multiple defenders on him that time, and they just kind of bounced off him. And he kept spinning, and, yeah, he only gained 2-3 yards. But, boy, those are some hard-earned yards there that time by Brackey.
So this will bring up a 2nd and 8, 2nd and 7, 4:15 to go, first quarter. It's an 8-7 game. Boy, the crowd is into it here today at Delaware Academy. This is great. Great atmosphere. 2nd and 8. And Delhi is on the Walton 8-yard line, but we have a flag on the play. Going to be a false start against the Bulldogs.
Yeah. I think the right side of the line jumped that time. But they've been doing well moving the ball so far in this first half. Other than that first drive where they moved backwards a little bit on 2nd and 3rd down, they've actually been doing a pretty darn good job of finding some holes in this Walton defense. And they've been wide open a couple different times.
Well, this is great. A great atmosphere, as we said before. 2nd and 13, 3:45 to go, first quarter. Walton 8, Delhi 7. Bulldogs knocking on the door. We'll have another flag. I was just about to say it's been a pretty clean game penalty-wise, and now another one against Delhi.
Yeah, another false. And it looks like they were trying to run the same play that time that they were going to run in the before the first false start. I think they'll probably change it up this time.
So this is going to back them up to about a 2nd and 18, or 2nd and a country mile, as our friend Tim Cutting would say. And this will bring us back to about the 18-yard line.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they don't get close after 3rd down, just moving forward a little bit, if they're actually going to try a field goal. I'd love to see a field goal.
We don't see enough of that
in high school here, around here.
And here is Brannigan in the shotgun. Wants to throw. He's got a man over the middle. A one-handed catch. Touchdown, Delhi. Logan Akins hauls it in for DA.
19-yard touchdown pass that time, and kind of made up for the fact that he probably dropped the sure touchdown earlier in the first quarter. But a gorgeous catch as he jumped up in the air, and this time he had to jump up in the air. Reached up with his right hand and kind of knocked it back into his arms. But a beautiful play that time. And again, open by a couple yards.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play. They went right over the middle. Brannigan just lofted it in there. And Delhi takes the lead 13-8 with 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap. They will go with Silcox for the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Silcox puts it up, and it is good. So we'll take a break. Delhi now leads 14-8. 3:13 to go first quarter for Chris Capello. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Delhi answers, and they take the lead for the first time today, 14-8 over visiting Walton, a battle of two state-ranked teams here today at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. 3:13 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lowell and Chris Capello with you this afternoon, and great day and great football so far.
Yeah, it is. I did not expect an offensive shootout like
either.
That's for sure.
Silcox will kick this one off. He's got a good boot. It's going to go all the way back to the goal line, fielded here by the Walton Warriors. They'll bring it out to the 10, now to the 20. They got some blocking out to the 30. Oh. Big-time collision at the 32. And, boy, that was Kyle Wright with a nice return, but Delhi made him pay. I think it was Richie LaLosh on the hit.
Yeah, I think, and Brackey was in on that hit as well. And, I mean, you could probably hear the crowd in the background. That was a make you jump out of your seat type of hit.
Wow. Yeah, that was bodies flying and pads crashing. That was great. 3:06 to go, first quarter. If this makes sense, it's been a fast-moving but slow-moving first quarter.
Yeah, there's already been a lot that's happened.
Yeah.
But we're not even 9 minutes into this game yet. I mean, I was at a game last night where it felt like the first quarter was done in 10 minutes. It was halftime at about 25.
Yeah, UV Oxford first half moved pretty fast last night as well. This one has been very entertaining so far. So here's Dylan Jacob, the Orange Crush of Walton, going right to left. They're at their own 30-yard line. They'll push it up the middle here. A dive forward by Ethan Miller is good for about 3 or 4 yards for Walton.
And when I say this, I really mean it. I mean, they have run the same offense since before I played 30 years ago, and it's uncanny how well it's worked over the years. And you think teams have seen this offense forever for Walton, and yet very few have been able to stop it for a long, long time.
Second and six now for the Warriors. 2:30 to go, first quarter. They're going to go right back here to Miller. He's brought down by LaLosh, as well as another pile of Bulldogs. And maybe a gain of one if he got back to the line of scrimmage there.
I'll tell you, a good job by Delhi. They've been able to fight off some of those blocks. Again, a lot of the Walton offense is counters and traps. So if you know anything about how the offensive line works, there's guys pulling left, pulling right. And they've done a pretty good job so far of avoiding that and being able to make some plays.
Again, Delhi playing today without one of their key players who moved over from soccer to football, Alex Haight, out with an injury. We're told he should be back soon, but tough not to have that athletic piece. So far, they're doing all right. With 1:50 to go in the first quarter, it's 14-8, Delhi on top of Walton. Dylan Jacob wants to throw, lobs it over the middle to Cody Ray, the big tight end, number 80, stumbles into Delhi territory, rumbles his way down to the 30, tackled at the 25 by Tyler Bruce and Bryce Brockie. But a good pickup there by Cody Ray.
And they finally got him open. There was almost two receivers he could have hit that time, but a big pickup that time for the Walton Warriors. Let's see, down at the 20. So that's about a 41-yard pickup that time from Jacob to Ray. And Ray, boy, that's a big target too.
Yeah, he's a big target, and they always seem to connect once or twice a game for that big play. He had a big catch against Spencer Van Etten Kander last week where he hauled in a 50-yarder, just kind of a game-breaking type of play. Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. With 1:25 to go in the first quarter, it's Delhi 14, Walton 8. We'll be back on CDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:25 to go, first quarter, live from Dave Kelly Field at Delaware Academy. It's the Delhi Bulldogs leading Walton 14-8, two state-ranked teams going after it here, and we are told this is the third longest rivalry matchup in New York State history, dating back to 1893 when these two schools first met.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but I would think that if there's any two teams in this area that have played that long, it'd be these two for sure.
Walton, of course, has won the last nine contests between these two, so Delhi trying to change that today. They'll go back to Caleb Stanton here, a run up the gut. He's taken out and dives forward for probably 3 yards. So it's going to be a second and five here. So he did get five there. So we come up on a minute to go in the first quarter. So Walton breaking the huddle here. Setting up Dylan Jacob, the senior QB, almost in that lunge position we talked about earlier. He'll look to hand it off to Stanton again, just lunging forward. And he'll get pretty close to a first down. Going to be a third and short, I believe, coming up. And they are inside the Delhi 20 down to about the 18.
It's just that quick hitter right up the gut. Stanton in the fullback position, so he's right behind Jacobs. So as soon as he gets the ball and Delhi realizes what's going on, he's already 3 yards deep into the defense. So he quick picked it up, but just shy here. So third and inches.
Third and inches here for Walton. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Delhi leading 14-8. Line is set. They'll look to hand it off. They go right back to Stanton. He's taken out at the knees, but not before he somersaults forward down to about the 10-yard line. So it stops at 17 seconds left in this first quarter. And ball is going to go down to about the 14. Now the clock starts again. We'll see if Walton tries to get one more play, and I just don't think they're going to have time.
No.
And, yeah. Dylan Jacob over on the sideline. So that's going to do it for the first quarter with the score. Delhi 14, Walton 8. Don't turn that dial, folks. It's going to be a fun one here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Second quarter coming up. Again, Delhi 14, Walton 8 on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second quarter here at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. The Bulldogs leading the Walton Warriors 14-8. But Walton is knocking on the door once again. Now they're going left to right as we switch ends of the field. A little sweep to the right side for Brooker. He bounces off of one tackle, but then three Bulldogs are there to bring him down. Looked like Preston Van Wee got the tackle that did eventually bring him down.
Yeah, but a short gain. And, you know, we talked about the speed a little bit for Delhi offensively. I think it's showing itself defensively as well because, again, Walton's a little bit bigger up front for sure. But the speed and the athleticism of Delhi has really shown through even defensively as well.
Going to be a second and 10 now for Walton going left to right. Ball is on the Delhi 13-yard line. Ball is on the ground. It's loose, and Delhi will recover at the 5.
Wow.
Third fumble of the day for Walton. And off the bottom of the pile is Tom Rueker. Maybe his second recovery of the day.
Wow, that is heartbreaking for the Warriors. My goodness, that's the third one they've lost. And we're just starting the second quarter here. And, yeah, these just mistakes you don't typically see. And this one is really the worst of all because you're inside the 10-yard line. You're about to score.
Exactly what the coaching staff told me happened at Tioga. They said we got inside the 15 twice in the first half and couldn't punch it in against Tioga. That just comes back to bite you. And they ended up losing that game 23-20. So three fumbles so far for Walton today.
The helicopter's coming in here. Boy, yeah. Everyone wants to see this game.
Handoff here to Brody Silcox as Delhi now takes over after the fumble. He punches to the outside, gets pushed out of bounds at the 15, so that gives them some breathing room. And yeah, as Chris said, a helicopter just flew over the field, and that's like it's landing over on the far side off the school ground. So, you know, some VIPs may be coming in for this game.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, that's what they're doing. I think college game, high school game day.
Yep, they heard it was good first quarter, so they wanted to come check it out. 15 to go, second quarter.
Yeah, nice pickup that time by Silcox. Again, his speed gets him outside. Jacob did well enough defensively to make sure he didn't get to the outside as much. But still, a 10-yard pickup, another first down for Delhi.
Here's Brandigan under center. The junior quarterback for Delhi will hand off, and the Walton defense is there in the backfield. And the Orange Crush just break through, and that's a loss of probably 2 or 3 yards for the Bulldogs. Pardee had nowhere to go.
Yeah, that was basically dead on arrival for that play that time. And, that was the first time where the Walton defense, since that first possession for Delhi, has really showed their strength.
So 10:45 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi leading Walton 14-8 at Delaware Academy today. A great crowd, a great atmosphere between Walton and Delhi. This will be a 2nd and 14. Delhi going right to left. They're pinned up on their own 15-yard line.
See if they go to the air here. They found some openings.
Bruce is in motion. They're going to throw it to the left side. They have a receiver, and it is complete out at about the 38-yard line for Logan Akins again.
And again, he was able to get behind the defense just enough. He didn't go up for the ball, but he was able to just get enough of it and make the reception that time. And another deep pass. A lot of deep passes in this game for both teams.
Morgan Condon was there, pretty much had blanket coverage, but Akins was just able to turn, find it, pinpoint the ball, and haul it in. So,
and you said he was a former soccer player until this year?
Yes, Logan Akins, as well as Tyler Bruce, who had the interception.
Wow.
As well as, let's see, Alex Haight, who's out with the injury today. A couple other guys came over as well.
That's impressive.
They'll hand off to Silcox. Silcox will sweep to the right side. Dylan Jacob is there to knock him down. Nowhere to go.
That's an excellent job that time by the Walton defense to string that out. And it was really number 33. Is it Peshout?
Peshout.
Peshout, who made the initial play. He didn't get the tackle, but he's the one who made Silcox bounce much wider than he wanted to, allowing Jacob to come up and make the play.
And you talk about athletes. I mean, Dylan Jacob, you can put him up against anyone on this field. He's one of the best athletes in the area just when it comes to three sports, plays basketball, plays baseball. But I think football might be his love, and he always draws the other team's best player and does a great job on defense. Here on a 2nd and 17, Delhi runs it up the gut with Pardee, and a little spinorama forward across the 35 out to the 36, gain of about 4.
So, one of the few times they've just done a straight off tackle that time.
So still going to bring up a 3rd and long here for the Delhi Bulldogs. 9.5 to go in the second quarter. Going to be a 3rd and 13. It's Delhi 14, Walton 8. Nate Lull and Chris Capello on WCDO today and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, and our game audio archive. You can go back and listen to this game. It's a free download. It's all courtesy of SFCU. Here's Brannigan on a 3rd and 13. Throws over the middle. He's got Tyler Bruce complete for the first down into Walton territory at the 45 to the 44. Big time play.
And a lot of room that time given by the defensive back that allowed him to just basically break free that time. You got to give him credit.
So 9 minutes to go now as the clock continues to move. Ty Bruce making things happen.
The 20-yard pickup.
Ty Bruce actually didn't do anything in the fall last year. He lifted weights. He's a big basketball player, baseball player. I'm just so glad that he came out for football this year because great kid, great family, and he's just making things happen here today with an interception. Now a big catch there. Delhi's going to go right back to the air. They find Pardee down the left side. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Delhi Bulldogs. Through the air from Brannigan to Pardee.
Wow, Delhi, my goodness, they have found hole after hole in this Walton defensive backfield. Now 44 yards on the touchdown pass from Brannigan that time to Pardee. Boy, they are really doing a fantastic job in the passing game so far.
Just athletes all over the field for this Delhi team. And they're just using them. Brannigan with the nice arm just floated that one in there, and Pardee came off a little sweep, and he was wide open. So that makes it Delhi 20, Walton 8, with 8.5 to go in the second quarter, and they're going to kick the extra point here with Silcox. waiting for the snap. Snap is good. Hold is good. Silcox will boot this one through. And that one's going to go over the far side fence. And I feel bad because someone's got to chase it down the hill. Extra point is good. Delhi 21, Walton 8. 8.5 to go, second quarter. We'll step away and be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
8.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi with a fresh 21-8 lead over Walton. Brannigan hooks up with Pardee for a 44-yard touchdown bomb, and Brannigan looking like his older brother Ben, who was here a couple of years ago, who was a fantastic athlete and was a football player. And boy, Luke is just making it look easy today, and they're just finding guys wide open.
Yeah, they are. 5 of 7 passing so far for 144 yards.
That's great.
That's a pretty good quarter and change for Brannigan.
So Silcox will do the kickoff duty. Walton will receive. They're going left to right. It's Delhi 21, Walton 8 with 8.5 to go here in the second quarter. The Delhi crowd is fired up here at Dave Kelly Field. Silcox might have slipped on this one again, and Walton will field it at their own 25 out to the 30 before being brought down is Max Jacobs. So let's see if the Walton Warriors can get a nice drive here, maybe take some of the wind out of the sails, because right now Delhi is on cloud 9.
Well, let's see if they can hold on to the ball, too.
Three fumbles.
That's been the beef for Walton so far in this first half. Two things. One is they fumbled three times, and two, they've allowed a lot of room to the Delhi receivers, and they're too fast and athletic to let them have that much room.
Yeah, three fumbles, very uncharacteristic of the Walton Warriors, and now Delhi's capitalized on two of the three. So let's see what the Warriors can do. The Orange Crush lining up on their own 32-yard line, going left to right. Dylan Jacob barking out the signals. He's in position. Ball is loose again. Fourth fumble, and Delhi's going to scoop this one up there at the 30, and the Bulldogs will have great field position once again. Fourth fumble of the day for Walton. Unbelievable.
It's shocking. I don't even know what to say at this point. Very, very surprised. And you can't do that, I think, against this offense now. This offense has really shown that they could move the ball in big chunks, and now you give it to them on the 30-yard line going in. Wow, that's a huge blow that time for the Warriors.
Has to be some sort of miscommunication. I mean, perfect conditions today. It's not wet. It's not rainy. It's not slippery. I mean, this should be the ideal day to hold on to the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a little humid outside, and guys are sweating pretty good, because you can see it. But nevertheless, I'm very surprised. They probably don't fumble more than four times all year.
All year, yeah. So 8:24 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 21 and Walton 8. Fourth fumble here of the afternoon for Walton. Gives Delhi great field position going right to left. They go to Pardee. Bust out to the left side. He's at the 10-5.
Wow.
That's a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown on the first play.
Unbelievable. Again, they get to the outside, and a great block that time on the outside by Tyler Bruce, who held off the defensive back, and Pardee set him up perfectly by cutting inside and then back outside. 30-yard run, and they are pouring it on right now.
Delhi 27, Walton 8, with 8:16 to go in the second quarter. I mean, they put up 69 points a week ago against Moravia, and they've been really hot on offense all year, but this is just crazy here in this second quarter. Silcox lining up for the extra point. Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Silcox will put it up and through. And it's Delhi, yes, 28-8 over Walton with 8:16 to go in the second quarter. Again, Delhi 28, Walton 8. You heard that right, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
8:15 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 28 and Walton 8. Four fumbles for Walton has just given Delhi all sorts of great field position, and the Bulldogs have capitalized.
Yeah, I think both of us are very, very surprised at the results of this so far. Granted, there's still a lot of football to play, and Walton certainly can score and score quickly, but they better start doing it fast, and they better figure out Delhi defensively as well.
Ball rolls out of bounds at the 22-yard line on the kickoff, so that's where the Warriors will take over, going left to right. So again, Nate Lowell and Chris Capella with you this afternoon on WCDL. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, and thanks for joining us online as well at WCDOsports.com, the web stream courtesy of SFCU, and also our game audio archive. Delhi fans might want to go back and listen to this first half again. It's been all DA.
Yeah, so far. I mean, for them, hopefully it doesn't get any worse or anything like that. But they've been doing a great job. They figured out this Walton offense, and boy, have they found some holes in their defense. And it's a surprising 20-point lead right now. If Walton could just hold on to the football, we'll see if this turns into a game.
They're going to pitch it to Kyle Wright on the left side, and Brocky is there trying to bring him down. He breaks a tackle, but the second-chance tackle there by Olin Knapp brings him down for maybe a gain of one. With 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, again, Delhi 28 and Walton 8.
You know, it's funny, we were talking in the pregame about Walton losing to Tioga 23-20 in the first game of the season and dominating them, really. They outgained them 2-1 in that ball game. I saw a couple of Tioga kids here earlier as I went down to grab a couple snacks before the game, and I wonder if they're watching this now going, whoa, wow, boy, oh boy.
Yeah, they might be surprised by what they're seeing. I think a lot of people are surprised by what they're seeing here today in this first half. Still a long game to go, though. If you're an Orange Crush fan, they are capable of coming back, that's for sure. Dylan Jacobs is going to pass and almost intercepted. Cody Ray tried to haul that one in. Ty Bruce almost got it after it tipped off the hands of Ray, but good coverage as well by Preston Van Wee.
Yeah, and nice sportsmanship too, because it was a good play for both of them, and Ray and Van Wee came up, kind of slapped hands a little bit, but incomplete by Jacob, and now it's third and long, something that you don't want to be in now deep in your own territory.
Walton's at their own 35 going left to right. And, yes, the rivalry is real between these two teams, but a lot of these guys are friends, too. Great to see that sportsmanship there, as you said.
Yep, just down the road, so to speak.
Yeah.
15 miles, but nevertheless, Route 10 rivals. And I'm sure these kids have known each other for a long time.
Third and 10 here for Walton. They're going to run it on a sweep. They go to Brooker. Cuts to the outside. Stiff arms. Gets to the 40. Van Wee coming in for the tackle brings them down. But Walton converts as they get 11 and they need a 10.
The stiff arm is right. That time he had Brooker again, who came up and had a chance to get him, but he was able to stiff arm, get out of the way, and right that time with the first down.
Yeah, good. Good run there. I think that was Brooker on the run with 7:05 to go, second quarter, 28-8 the score. And Brooker, yeah, when he's had the ball, has done a nice job. No, you're good. We're glad to have you. This is great today. 6:55 to go, second quarter. Jacob will look to hand it off, and he does, across midfield to the 45 for Skylar Peschow, one of his first carries today. And this is what Walton can do. They can kind of lull you to sleep, no pun intended there, to the 45, and this is what they do. And if they can put a few of these drives together, there's still a lot of time before the half.
Well, they just got to get the snap and hold on to the ball.
Right. You wonder if they hadn't had those fumbles, how those drives would have ended up. We could be in a real shootout here.
Oh, absolutely. They could certainly even have the lead. I mean, Delhi scored on three of those turnovers now out of the four. The only one they didn't was the first one.
6:20 to go. Clock is running. Second quarter, Delhi leads Walton 28-8. They'll go back to Caleb Stanton, and he'll hurdle over a tackler and is brought down at the 40 there by Tom Rooker. That seems to be the MO today for Caleb Stanton. He likes to kind of do that lunge forward and get as much extra as he can.
Well, it's working. He's getting 5 yards a carry so far. Six carries, 31 yards for him. And again, they're going to get their yardage. I mean, they're averaging over 5 yards per carry as a team so far in this ball game.
5:55 to go, second quarter. line is set. This will be a first and 10, and they'll run it up the middle again here for Walton with Caleb Stanton. He'll run to the outside on the right across the 35 to about the 33, pickup of about 6 yards.
And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, now you're going to see this probably play after play after play until Delhi proves they could stop it.
And I'm sure Walton wants to just get some points on the board, try to regroup at halftime as we come up on 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Again, they'll run it right up the gut. Delhi with the tackle, but again, Caleb Stanton on the run. Actually, no, Pesch out there for a gain of about 3 or 4. And they have about 4 guys who can run consistently here.
And another first down. So they're not getting it to third downs now. They're getting 5 yards a carry, so they're getting first downs every other play. This is what they want to do, and suddenly they're right down inside the 30-yard line again.
Ball at the 28 with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Delhi leading Walton 28-8. First and 10 for Walton. They'll look to hand it off. They'll run it to the left side. They got some running room across the 20 down to the 15 here for Brooker once again.
Good pickup that time as about 12 yards again for Brooker. Again, the counter, the trap, you watch it. You could see that lineman pull out. You see the hole just open right up as soon as he had the ball, got through the line. Easy pickup for another first down for Walton.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Walton marching, trying to get some points, trying to get back in this game. We're going to have a timeout taken here by the Delhi Bulldogs, so we'll step away for 30 seconds. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads Walton 28-8, but the Orange Crush are on the march, and we'll be back here on CDO.
Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is proudly celebrating 15 years in business.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. And now Superior can also replace your outdated tub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. I'd like to thank you for your business these past 15 years. We look forward to helping you with your home repair needs in the future.
Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Delhi football leading Walton here today at DA 28-8 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Chris, one thing I'm wondering, Delhi has all this momentum. They have the lead. It's a hot, warm day.
Yeah.
Guys are going full bore. You wonder how conditioning could play into this later on.
Yeah, you were thinking the exact same thing I was thinking. Is that was a good timeout that time by Coach Phil Newman for Delhi, because it's a warm day. It's a humid day, though,
mm-hmm.
and that may bear fruit later on in this ball game with some cramping, some guys that are just really exhausted, and I think that was a way to try to combat that.
First and 10 for Walton. Ball is on the Delhi 18. They'll run to the outside, and being upended there was Caleb Stanton. Must be something in the scouting report that Delhi says we got to take him out and get him off his feet.
Yeah, it was Rukar that time who came up to make the tackle. But, yeah, for the first time, they kept him under 5 yards.
Yeah, he's been having a great day. And again, he scored 3 touchdowns last week in a big-time Walton win. He's a big part of their offense so far today. You know, he did score that first touchdown, but Delhi's done a good job of at least limiting the damage that he's doing.
Yeah, he's been their main ball carrier so far. 8 carries, 39 yards for Stanton.
And they'll hand it off this time to Pesch out. He tries to go to the outside, and it's just a clan of Bulldogs there to bring him down. Preston Van Wee and Bryce Brocky there on the tackle.
And for the first time this drive, now that's 2 plays in a row where Delhi's done a much better job in their interior line of holding up and resisting the offensive line by Walton. 2 good plays. Now it's 3rd and 6. You got to figure this is 4 down territory regardless, though.
3:25 to go, second quarter, a 3rd and 6 for Walton. They trail Delhi 28-8 on the road here at Dave Kelly Field today. Waiting for the handoff, and they'll run it right up the gut. Again, they needed 6. I don't think they got 6. We'll see who the ball carrier was off the pile.
I think it was Stanton. And
yep.
He's going to be about a yard short.
So huge 4th down here, Chris, with 3 minutes to go before the half. I mean, Delhi with the lead 28-8. If Walton could get some points here, you're feeling a little better going into the half.
Yeah, but it's exactly what we were talking about earlier, too. Like, you already see a couple players on both teams that,
yeah,
you know, hands on knees and kind of bent over. It's a muggy day, And we'll see if that has an effect later on here in this ball game. But a big play, actually going to measure.
Okay. Wow. This would make Tim Cutting so happy. He loves when the chain crew comes out. So we'll have to text him at halftime. Say, hey, we got a measurement.
I think they don't have it.
They are a couple of inches short there. And so it's going to be a fourth and inches coming up here for Walton. They're on the Delhi 13. And this is a huge play, I think.
Yeah, and if I'm Walton, honestly, I don't overcomplicate this. They've been doing a great job on this drive, just sticking to the basics, going between the tackles, counter here, trap there, and it's worked very well. They've gotten down inside the 10-yard line of Delhi. And there's no reason to think for them that they can't get a foot on this. Delhi is probably thinking the same thing. You know, this in the old days used to be that pop pass, the tight end from Walton.
Sure. Well, let's see if Delhi can hold. Walton's going to try to go right up the gut. They'll easily get the yard, I believe. I think they got two. So, yes, that'll be a first down. They go right back to Caleb Stanton. So, 2:55 to go, second quarter. It's Delhi 28, Walton 8. And it's going to be a first and goal at the 5.
So, Stanton's definitely been the workhorse on this drive, along with Peschout. But, yeah, now they're in the driver's seat again offensively. Last time they were down in this area, they fumbled, though. They cannot do that this time.
Four fumbles in the first half. For Walton, they'll hand off and they go to Lamoureux, and he's trying to push his way forward. He's inside the 5, but the Delhi defense is there to bring him down.
Very short pickup that time. That play seemed to take a while to develop. It just seemed a little bit slower than normal.
Second and goal coming. Clock still moving. 2:20 to go before the halftime break. Walton lining up here, and this is just man on man here on the line to see if they can close a hole or open a hole. They're going to go right back to Caleb Stanton. Bounces to the outside, and he won't get in. Delhi is there. Bruce, Brocky, and Pardee all brought him down. It took three of them, but they got him.
Yeah, he kept bouncing off one, and then two got on him, and he bounced off them. And then Bruce at the end, I think, with the final push, knocked him down, and now it's third and goal from the 1.
Clock still moving. 1:50 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 28-8, but this is a third and goal here for Walton. They are right on the goal line, trying to power their way in, and they will. Caleb Stanton, with his second touchdown of the day, just plowed his way through the line.
So a good drive that time by Walton. They did not mess around. None of the pass, none of the trickery. It was just straight ahead running, good blocking. Again, back to their old school counters and traps, and it worked out well. They didn't fumble this time, and that's what happens. When you don't fumble, you're going to be able to drive the ball and get touchdowns.
The fumbles have been a killer here. 4 first-half fumbles for Walton. That has allowed Delhi to execute and put points on the board.
And that has worn out Delhi, too. They're looking forward to halftime here in 1:37.
So 28-14, Walton will go for 2. And there's a fumble on the 2-point conversion, and Delhi will come up with it. So the 2-point conversion is unsuccessful. And the fumble woes continue here for Walton today. 1:37 to go, second quarter. 2-point conversion no good. It's 28-14. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back on CDO.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:37 to go before the halftime break. It is Delhi 28 and Walton 14. Nate Lowell and Chris Capello with you on WCDO. Chris, you said it. We're looking down at the Delhi sideline. They're getting a drink. They're getting the cold wrap around the neck. I think that drive really wore them out.
Yeah, wore out Walton, too.
Yeah, they look tired as well.
The sideline are down on their knee, and they're going, okay, 1:37 at halftime. We get to go in the locker room, hydrate up, get some Gatorade, do whatever. But they're definitely – this has been – a long first half.
It has.
It really has a lot going on.
Walton's going to kick off. It's a little squib kick. Pardee is going to field it here at his own 35, out to the 40, 45, 50, brought down there. So let's see what Delhi can do. With a minute and a half to go, they will have the ball at midfield going right to left.
Right, and with one timeout, they've certainly shown that they could pick up yardage in big chunks. You got to think they're going to go for it here. And then if Walton, though, gets a couple of early stops, they have two timeouts. Do they call timeout and then try to get the ball back one last time with, say, under 30 seconds left?
Yeah, always the chess game.
That's right.
Between teams, when it's like this, you want to use as much time as you possibly can. And so Delhi will line up. Silcox is split out to a wide receiver on the right side. Ty Bruce to the left side. They're going to hand off to Pardee. He'll hit the hole across the Bulldog logo at midfield. Good for about 2 yards. Clock is moving. A minute 25 to go.
And so with just a short gain that time and a run at that, I was wondering if Walton was going to call timeout, but I think they're content maybe to just let the clock run as well.
Delhi 28. And Walton 14 as we close up the first half here. Sun is kind of tucked away behind the clouds. There is some rain in the forecast later. Fumble by Delhi. Brandigan will fall on it. And so that'll bring up third at about 10 coming. I'm sure the players would like the rain later. It might cool things off,
yeah.
But you know, it might make that ball a little more slippery too.
But again, Walton with two timeouts, I thought, oh, they're going to maybe try to call timeout and get one last shot at this. Now you know Delhi's not going to be any hurry whatsoever as it goes down under 40.
Yeah, third and eight. Clock is moving. 35 seconds to go before our halftime break. Chris and I will have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Talk about some games from last night, get you some of those scores. It's really, in terms of the local teams that we follow here on CDO, this is the lone game of the afternoon. So we'll see what else is happening out there in the Section 4 football world. Third and eight, they go to Pardee to the outside. It's a wall of orange and white. Pardee has nowhere to go. That should be the last play here, possibly, of the first half. Actually, now it's going to be a timeout taken by Walton with 7 seconds left. 28-14 the score.
Oh, interesting. So Delhi's back to their own 43. I mean, you punt it. Of course, you have that risk of a long return here. It's very low percentage of that happening, but I'm surprised they waited to call timeout until now.
So if you're Delhi, we'll see what the coaching staff decides to do to, essentially, they just want to kill off these last 7 seconds and head to the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Silcox back here, you can have him almost run around for about 7 seconds and just kill the clock. Although he wouldn't like that because it would really kill his rushing stats.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Silcox is back to punt with 7 seconds to go, second quarter. Dylan Jacobs to our left to receive, standing at the Walton, about the 27-yard line.
Oh.
Hear that helicopter again.
Celebrities are taking off.
Yep, they said, all right, we're going to go get some lunch here at halftime. So again, Delhi leading 28-14, and Silcox is going to punt this one away. Snap is good. Silcox with a line drive boot, bounces at the 45 down to the 30, and Delhi is going to fall on it there.
Oh, clock didn't run.
So now the clock's going to run down. They're going to take 2 seconds off the clock, so that goes down to 5 seconds. It's 28-14. So Walton's going to have a play here.
Yep, they are. Now let's see if they have about a 71-yard play
right
in their repertoire.
Well, we saw early in the game, Jacob dropped back and he threw that long bomb to Kyle Wright, and that worked out great. Since they've tried to go long, since they had an interception, they've had some incompletions, some passes knocked down. So interested to see what they'll dial up here. So it's 28-14. This could possibly be the last play of the first half. Been a great, entertaining first half here between the Bulldogs and the Warriors.
Oh yeah,
Walton's won 9 straight in this rivalry. Delhi trying to change that today.
Well, so far so good for them. Assuming that this score remains here at halftime, they're going to feel pretty good about themselves when they go into the locker room.
Yeah, to put up 28 points on Walton anytime is a big accomplishment. So here's the last play of the first half. Brooker is in motion.
Another
ball
fumble.
Is on the ground, and that's going to do it for the first half. It looks like Walton did recover on that fumble. Dylan Jacob, the QB, a little slow to get up, but it has been an entertaining, wild, crazy first half. 4 fumbles by Walton. Delhi's turned it into points. They lead 28-14 at the break, Chris.
Yeah. Four fumbles, then one on the two-point conversion, and then one here. That's actually six fumbles. Shocking.
I'm sure they'll be talking about that at the halftime break. We're going to take a break as well. We'll come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. The score here at the half from Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. The Delhi Bulldogs 28, the Walton Warriors 14. We'll be back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability.